Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Hello.
Hello. I do love the applause and the entry into this. How are you, Zoe?
I'm well. How's it going?
Very, very good. It is just absolutely revolting weather outside. We're all sort of complaining about not having enough umbrellas
drenched
and things
to
in
the
here.
Bone. I like it. Is that an unpopular opinion?
I feel like we're on opposite sides of the like divide today. You like electro swing. I don't like electro swing.
I'm into the rain, and what a good time to go and see some theatre.
That
rain
is very true.
Means theatre, in my opinion.
What's happening this weekend? What theatre is on?
Well, if I had to choose a word to sum up this weekend of theatre, it would be epic, because two of the things I'm going to talk about today are based on epic poems.
Epic poems.
Epic poems. The first.
Can you tell me what an epic poem means?
Oh God.
Sorry. Okay. No, that's not on the spot.
I feel like it's a long poem. That's a journey.
Yeah, usually okay.
That's a good definition. Yeah. I can understand that.
You know, character goes through a big sort of emotional and spiritual and philosophical development. It is a journey, yes. They're usually Greek
also
or
a poem.
Something like that, but it's a poem, yeah. So it's like
rhythmic.
A story. Yeah, rhythmic.
A rhythmic journey. Excuse me, I didn't take drama in school, so I don't.
Neither did I.
Oh, damn.
She's
okay,
a fraud.
Anyway,
so epic poems. Happening this weekend.
Yeah, number one is a play called Mira, and that is an Indian love story based off a 16th century epic poem. And it's being staged in New Zealand for the first time, and it's going to be just a huge
spectacle.
We
actually had one of the producers up here quite recently.
Get
talking
out.
About it. Yeah, and she was saying that it is one of the first times it's been completely retold in New Zealand or even at all, maybe?
Wow.
Well, maybe that's not
it's
right.
It's definitely the first time in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And it's a local cast and crew, and there are lots of them. There's going to be just a big celebration of love and passion, devotion, a huge explosion of colours and human lives and human experiences.
I wish you guys could see Zoe's arms at the moment. She's really illustrating the point. Very well. And I respect that because I'm a flailer as well. I do a lot of flailing around the desk.
We do like to flail.
But it's really hammering home the sort of epicness of
it
this.
It is going to be epic. There's going to be lots of music, lots of dancing and lots of emotions, and it doesn't look like one to miss.
And that's at quite a big theatre, isn't it?
Yes,
it
is on...
At the ASB Waterfront?
Waterfront, yeah. And it's Wild Dreamer Productions. And also put on by Auckland Theatre Company. And you can go to the ATC website to book tickets for this. It opens tonight.
Oh, perfect.
So you can get in there and enjoy it. It's at 7 p.m. And it is only on today, Saturday and Sunday. And on Saturday it's at 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. And same with Sunday. But tonight it's at 7. Tickets are a little bit on the pricey side compared to what we usually talk about here, but students are $54.90, and honestly it looks like such a huge, fun, beautiful thing.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know what is free tonight is Fancy New Bands. You can come to that afterwards, and you know, then you get two for the price of one there, basically.
It's a big old marathon today.
It is a big old marathon. What else is epic? What other epic poems have been turned into plays this week?
The Iliad. Homer's the Iliad, to be exact. So this is called An Iliad, and it's a reimagining of the other Iliad. I'm going to see how many times I could say Iliad.
Iliad in a sentence,
I guess we kind of all know the story. Trojan War, there was Achilles and Hector and some fair ladies that they were fighting
Helen?
About.
Is it Helen?
Yeah,
she someone?
Helen of Troy.
There's a big horse, a few things like that.
Yeah, it was also a terrible early 2000s movie.
Also definitely seen that, yes.
But this one is, so it's a reimagining of that, and it looks electric. And it's a poet who's trying to tell this story to the audience, but he doesn't quite remember all of it. The poet is played by Michael Hurst. Also on stage with him is this amazing maestro called Shane P. Carter. And so it's like the poem and the retelling of the Iliad, but it's in constant riff with this real-time soundscape.
Amazing.
And it looks mad and contemporary. And I think it was originally written by a woman called Lisa Peterson and Dennis O'Hare. and it's at the Herald Theatre.
And if you want to get a bit more info on that as well, you can listen back to our podcast where we chatted to Michael about it.
Oh my gosh!
I know.
Very cool. And it does sound amazing. And if you're a Shane P. Carter fan as well, why would you not go? It sounds like a really amazing, intense and cool as experience.
Yeah.
So cool as being the technical.
So how much are the tickets for that?
Tickets for the students are $37.
Okay.
That's not.
You're sitting mid-range.
Yeah, mid-range. It's at the Herald Theatre and it is on today, 31st of May, until the 9th of June. And you can book at AucklandLive.co.nz.
Fantastic. So many epic things to do in this sort of epic weather as well. And what else is on this weekend?
Synthetic. Play called Synthetic. If epic poems weren't enough, you can freak out about AI.
Truly the epic poem of our age.
It is. So Synthetic deals with the human condition. And so basically it's about a facility that deals and creates synthetic people and then tries to integrate them into society. And so,
oh my gosh,
yeah, if you're like me and are terrified of AI, it's either going to quell your fear or just make
send
it
send you
worse.
Into an existential spiral. Yeah.
And so it's all about AI taking over previously human dominated areas like education, military, healthcare, and it's rated M, so should be good.
I forgot about ratings.
Yeah,
a theatre rating audience.
Better be mature. Better I don't know if mature. I can go better, then.
So I won't be going. But it looks like an exploration.
Where's that on?
It's at the Pump House.
Oh, cool.
Just a hop, skip and a jump across the pond.
Yeah.
on at the Pump House, and tonight is the last night, but there are two shows on tonight at
cool,
the Pump
okay.
House.
So you can catch either one of them.
7 p.m. and 9 p.m. and book online at the Pump House. And this one, it's only $10 for a student, $20 for an adult. And it looks kind of scary and contemplative.
I do love that AI, like the fear of AI has been around since like the 50s basically, but it just keeps getting more and more relevant.
Yeah, it's scary.
We
sure.
can't get enough of freaking out about AI.
No.
Hey, thank you so much, Zoe.
Oh, you're most welcome.
See you at Fancy New Band tonight.
Yes, I'll see you there.
Woohoo.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson Cumming, brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Thank you, Zoe.